Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Well, thank you for joining us today. This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, and I'm Rick Rickma, your hard-working mortgage guy. If you have any questions or would like to get a hold of me, please go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And just fill out the contact information, and I will get back with you as quick as I can. Today, I'm joined by Jeremy Page. Jeremy's a real estate agent. He's one of the best. He's an assistant manager at the Carpenter office in Zionsville, Indiana. And Jeremy, could you tell people a little bit about yourself and how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, so Jeremy Page, Carpenter Realtors, as Rick mentioned, I'm actually the manager there in Zionsville. And cell phone is 317-413-5311. Website, yourrealtorjeremy.com.
Okay, yourrealtorjeremy.com.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. That's, you know, it's so important that we're easy to get a hold of, and people may have questions for you. They may, you know, somebody's looking to thinking about listing their house or what, you know, what kind of questions would be good for them to send and ask you?
Any questions they have that relates to real estate. You know, okay. I get calls. I'm talking with people now that won't sell for a year or two, but I'm also talking to people that are going to buy in the morning.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of sellers are wanting to know, what do I need to do to my house to get it ready? A lot of buyers are saying, you know, wanting to know how the process works, you know, wanting to know, you know, your contact info, Rick, so they can get a hold of you and get pre-approved. You know, they're just any real estate question. I'm okay. More than happy to help them out.
I would guess the biggest question most people have is, what's my house worth, if they're looking to list?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. That and what do we need to do?
Okay.
A lot of people actually, there's so much information out there. A lot of people at least think they know what their house is worth. Sometimes they're wrong. And I get to be the bad guy and tell them that they're wrong. But a lot of people are doing a lot of their research before they call us.
So. Yeah. And, you know, and that's, I think that's great. I do the same thing. I do a lot of research. But here's one of the things that I've realized and I recognize after many years. And that is, I can read up on it online and it can tell me all this stuff, but there's nothing like having somebody who actually knows what they're doing come and tell you what to do.
Absolutely.
When listing a home, you take somebody, you call Jeremy, and Jeremy comes out and he looks at your house because you're trying to figure out what I need to do. Before you go and you do all this work to your house to make it sellable in your eyes, you need to have Jeremy out.
Absolutely. I've saved people lots of money by calling me out so I can, you know, give them some advice prior to them starting to spend a bunch of money. You know, a lot of people look at the automated, I mean, all the different, you know, big real estate websites have automated, what's my home worth? Those can be off drastically. Those people haven't physically been in your house. They don't know the neighborhood. They're just pulling statistics and analytics and trying to make it all make sense. But it's really hard to price something without seeing it.
Yeah. And to that vein, because we end up on refinances with that a lot.
Right.
And I have found that the online pricing engines that tell you what your house is, the value engines, in Indiana, Advisors Mortgage is out of New Jersey. And in New Jersey, they say they're dead on.
Oh, really?
They can use them. They know, and that's where it's going to come in.
Interesting.
In Indiana?
No way.
They're not even close.
Yeah.
And I understand they actually know they have an issue and they're trying to fix it, but I'll get somebody who says their house is worth $320,000. So, okay, we put $320 down. I'll look in the online engines and they'll say $285.
Right.
And appraisal comes in at $350.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they are, you can't trust them.
Yeah. I've seen them.
Unfortunately.
I've seen them extremely high. I've seen them extremely low. You know, they've said for years and years they're working on it, but it's really hard to be able to price something. You know, sometimes I can't even price it before I go and physically see the house, but that's why I try to ask some questions before
right.
I go out and you know, I know most of the neighborhoods I work in. And so I have a base knowledge of the condition of other houses and all that kind of stuff versus just pulling a number and a bunch of numbers and putting in some math problem and saying, nope, this is what,
right,
what it's worth.
Yeah. And you know, we see that. And when you finally send an appraiser out there, that's actually where you're going to get the value. And I will tell you, it's very unusual. If you have a house that sells and you have a listing agent and a selling agent or buyer's agent, it's very unusual for that house not to come in very close to or at the sell price.
Right.
Because two agents have looked at it. Two agents have said they think that's the value. Not always, but you know, usually it's going to come in pretty close to what the selling price is. Where we normally end up with an issue is if there's no real estate agent involved, and then the pricing, you know, just people agree to, but it doesn't have anything to do with the market.
Yeah.
It's hard.
And I've had this conversation with a lot of people too. You know, an appraisal is one person, the appraiser's opinion of value. You know, what a home's worth is just like a car or anything else. It's what a willing, able buyer is willing to pay for the house. Now, the appraisals are there to kind of protect you as the lender to make sure that the value is there. It is an important part of our business. There's stipulations so that we don't go through a worse since in 2008 like we
right.
had. You know, it is to protect all parties involved, but ultimately it is to protect the lender.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I always tell people it's not only to protect us, it's also to protect the buyer.
It is.
They don't want to overpay.
Right.
You know, they need that. And nobody likes it when the appraisal doesn't come in,
right.
You know, but usually there's ways to work it out.
Right.
And, you know, it is what it is, but it's hard to work on it when, you know, if an appraiser, that's what they say.
Right.
Once in a while, you can find something they did wrong. Appraisers are human, so yeah. They make mistakes yeah. just like anybody, but, you know, it's certainly something that can be worked on. But I also wanted to talk to you today to kind of get an idea. I think that there's people out there, you know, with all the people out of work, there's a lot of people out there who are probably considering getting into real estate.
Yeah.
And they might want to know kind of what it's like, kind of, you know, what you do every day. And if they wanted to get into real estate, you know, can they call you and talk to you about it? And can you give them some advice on how to go about doing this? So I thought that would be a good topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about another passion of mine because, you know, you know me pretty well, Rick. You know that I'm a very relationship type guy. And that's what I love about the management side of my business is that I'm helping grow other agents and helping them realize some of the success that I've seen. If you would have told me that I'd be where I'm at now in life, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, I probably would have laughed at you. You know, God's really blessed me. He's given me the abilities. I won't take it away from myself. I've worked hard.
Right.
You know, I've worked hard. But, you know, both emotionally and financially, I mean, it's a very fulfilling career. No 2 days are the same. I've worked those jobs where you go in and you sit in an office and I can't do it again. I can't yeah. do it again. And that's one thing I love about this job. You know, one day I'm meeting with sellers and buyers and talking to them about, you know, selling or buying. And, you know, then one day I'm on the radio with you and,
right.
You know, our days can look drastically different, but I love it. It is something that, you know, if someone wants to pursue a career in real estate, here in Indiana, you have to be licensed actually everywhere in the United States. You have to be licensed to help someone else, you know, buy or sell a home. And so, to get your license, you have to do a 90-hour pre-license real estate course. And then once you pass that, you're eligible to take the state exam. And then once you take the state exam, you can join and affiliate with a broker. The pre-license stuff is important, but it's not how to make a living in real estate.
Right. It's the law.
It's the law side. It's the ethics side. It's a lot more of that kind of things. Then the broker takes over once you get your license, and then they train you how to make a living in real estate. So, carpenter, I've been blessed. I've been with Carpenter my whole career, and Carpenter really has the tools to help someone be successful. We've got, you know, an award-winning education department. We've got a whole marketing department. So not only do they train us, we also are given the tools after they train us to really go out there and be successful.
Great. We're getting to the break, Jeremy. So could you give them an idea how to get a hold of you, your phone number, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So Jeremy Page, Carpenter Realtors. Cell phone is 317-413-5311. And then my website is yourrealtorjeremy.com.
Excellent. And I'm Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy, and my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. We'll be back after the break and talk a little bit more about how to get into real estate and what's required.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Ripma.
Well, welcome back. Appreciate you being with us today, and we're here with Jeremy Page. Jeremy, how do they get a hold of you? I know you did it just a minute ago, but how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Cell phone, 317-413-5311. And my website is yourrealtorjeremy.com.
Great.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
Yeah, this question is kind of a little bit longer than my normal question, I think. But Cam emailed me a few days ago, and he was asking a question. He was looking at refinancing his home and pulling some cash out to pay off a couple credit cards and a car loan. This is a very normal question that I get. I mean, right now, a lot of people are looking at, should I refinance? And with rates so low, should I just, you know, refinance and cash out and pay off some of these other debts? Right. He wanted to do this because he had a child going off to college and they needed more cash flow monthly. Okay. And so to give you kind of the background, the current home value is $380,000. He owed about $230,000 on it. And he had 26 years and 3 months remaining. And his current rate was 4.375. He had credit cards, and his car loan added up to about $52,000. So what that if you add the two together, that what he owes and the debt, he would have a new loan of $282,400. And long story short, as you run through the numbers, not only could we lower his interest rate significantly, we actually lowered his payments. If you take his mortgage payment plus his car payment plus his credit cards, we lowered his payments $800 a month.
Wow.
And even when you run this scenario at a rate that's higher than their current rate, right, it is amazing. You can still save $600-$700 a month in this scenario.
Right.
So the when people are looking at this and they're looking at getting rid of credit card debt, it can be a life changer.
Right.
You know, there's some negatives to it. The fact that you're putting the credit card debt into your mortgage and now it's a long-term debt. But if you took that same amount of that 800 bucks and you paid it towards the mortgage, you're going to pay that debt off so much quicker because the credit card debt is at a significantly higher rate, right?
Yeah.
Most of them are in the anywhere from 13 to 25%, you know.
Yeah.
And so when you can lower that as low as you can on a mortgage, it can be a life changer. So Cam, obviously he moved forward because it was a huge savings for him. And they needed that savings. And that's always what we have to talk about. It's okay, why are you doing this? What are you doing? And then I have a program. I can set everything up so they can see the actual value, what they're going to receive and whether it makes sense for them to do that. So it was life changing. It made a huge difference, and it made them much more comfortable as their son goes off to college.
Well, and Rick, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Our job is to educate them. You know, we're not making the decisions for them, but we want to give them all the tools so that they can make the best decision for them and their family.
That's exactly right. That's what I say all the time. I 100% agree. Yep. That's why we work together. We agree on everything. Yeah. Not everything. Yeah, he drives a Viper, and I don't like Dodge. No, I'm kidding. I actually do like Dodge. I like the Viper. So let's get back to what happened, like real estate agent, if somebody's sitting at home and now you've told them they had to do the 90 hours.
Yes, it's a 90-hour pre-license.
And then they have to take a class or a test through the state.
Correct.
They pass the state. Mm-hmm. When should they contact you? When should they say, hey, Jeremy, I want to be a real estate agent?
Oftentimes I'll tell you people will reach out to me before they start the class. They want to know, is it something I really want to do? You know, so then I can have a little bit more conversation with them. I'll tell you, if you're not afraid to work and you're good with people and you care about people, you can make a really good living doing real estate. It's one of those things, you own your own business. That's exciting. So you can reap all the rewards or you can reap no rewards. But yeah. But you're really going to have to point at yourself whichever way it goes.
Right. So it's up to you.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, at Carpenter, we have a great backbone and a great support system to help people do everything. But if, you know, what's the saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
That's
you know,
right.
It's the same thing. You we can give them all the tools in the world. If they don't go out and use those, then it doesn't matter what tools they have. They're not worth anything.
Right.
So we're always looking for good, driven people who want to work and make a good living and love life and enjoy helping other people.
You know, it's funny because it's kind of the same way it is in the mortgage business, although we're not self-employed.
Right.
But you have tons of freedom, which is as a real estate agent, you have tons of freedom. And in the mortgage business, we do too. But that's the piece that everybody wants, but I found not everybody can handle.
Yeah, it's very true. Because no one is, you know, you own your own business. So you want to sleep in till noon and, you know, only work from noon to one. You can do that.
Yeah.
Don't expect to make a healthy living.
Right. Yeah. You won't. It'll be a tough to make a living. Yep. And then the other piece I wanted to talk about, I think, with is Carpenter. You know, I work at Advisors Mortgage. We do a lot trying to support real estate agents because we want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of people buying homes. We want to be a part of the housing market. We want to be not only refinance, we really want to be a part of the real estate market.
You want to be part of the team.
We do.
That's what it takes. It takes a team to get a deal done.
And Carpenter, one of the things that impresses me is all of the things they give you, they help you with the information, the marketing. I'm sure there's many more things than I even know.
Right.
Compared to a lot of other places.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're one of the largest in Indiana. We are Indiana only, you know, so it's great. We have 33 offices around the Indiana area, most of them in the greater Indianapolis area. And we're local, but we're global. We have a network called the Leading Real Estate Network that we go we can send anyone anywhere in the world. So,
yeah. And that's awesome.
Yeah. The Leading Real Estate Companies of the World is a great organization. In fact, I go, every year I go to a conference they have, and it's great to meet the people that, you know, we're sending referrals to.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. It just amazes me. Cause like I said, we do a lot of marketing. We have a company that we work with called White Street Media, and they do a lot of our marketing, and they'll help real estate agents with marketing. We help with social marketing and all that. But it seems like at Carpenter, there's very little that they haven't already done for you.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I started at Carpenter for the marketing and the tools they give us. You know, I say I stay because it is like family. You know, we're all looking to help each other out. You know, we talk about that in my office on a regular basis. You know, we care about each other. You know, we want to know how they're doing and what we can do to help them and help them see a good career and how are their families and that kind of stuff. But yeah, Carpenter, and we don't have desk fees. You know, they've really got a great system down to provide tools and access to anything that you need to be successful, really at no cost, you know, no monthly cost to an agent. So yeah. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah. And it just takes effort, which is, it's the same thing in the mortgage industry. You get lots of people who could do it if they will just put the effort forward.
Absolutely.
That's it. And, you know, to your point also, I noticed, I think it was on Facebook or somewhere where I think you posted it, where one of your newer agents was the listing agent of the week or the listing agent of the month.
Yep. Yeah. We have, we try to celebrate, you know, those victories that our agents have. You know, I have some great agents in my office. I'm proud of all of them. They're working hard, and they're good people. And we've worked hard to make sure that we have a good group of people we're working for. And I don't know all the agents that Carpenter has, but I know a lot of them. And there's a lot of good people with Carpenter.
Yeah. Well, you know, the environment that's created is really important. That's, absolutely. You know, Advisors is the same way. Now in Indiana, we just have, there's just five of us, right. But in nationally, we're in 31 states. You know, it's a fairly large company, and they pride themselves in their environment. And it is a very friendly family environment where everybody's working to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, I've yet to see anybody pointing fingers at, you know, they're, it's just like, what happened? How do we fix it? Let's go. If there's a problem,
let's get it fixed. Yeah. And move on.
Let's figure it. When do we have to close? Okay. Let's figure it out. Let's just get it done. And it's just, it is an amazing thing. And that's what Carpenter seems like. They're just really good, solid company. And they have the training, they have the support, they have everything somebody needs if they're going to get in it. And really, if you're going to become a real estate agent, you've never done it before, that's what you need.
Yeah, they need to reach out to me. I'll tell you, there's nothing special about me. I worked hard, but they gave me the tools to get off the ground, and that was, 14 years ago or something.
Right.
So, and now I'm blessed beyond what I deserve, for sure.
And how do they get a hold of you, Jeremy?
So my cell phone is 317-413-5311. Website, yourrealtorjeremy.com.
And you can get a hold of me, your hardworking mortgage guy, Rick Ritma, at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. So as people, as they look at doing the becoming a real estate agent, let's say they've gotten their license,
okay,
and they come to work for Carpenter and work with you, what would their first 3 months look like, would you guess?
Yeah, so oftentimes in those first 3 months after you get licensed, you know, you're getting everything set up. You're going through some training. You're starting to reach out to anybody and everybody you know to let them know you're in real estate. And then you're oftentimes going to have a transaction 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 in that time frame. It just depends on the individual and, you know, the cyclical time of it. And I mean, there's a lot of things that factor into it, but we regularly have new agents, never been licensed before, get the real estate license and are doing transactions. Some of them within week or so of getting licensed. And so, yeah, I mean, we're out there giving you the tools and hopefully you're absorbing those tools and you're using those tools and you're starting to make a living in real estate.
And this market, this is a good market to get into real estate.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think that's, I know in mortgages, it's the same way because we're booming.
Right.
And when a lot of it depends, not all of it, because a lot of it's the person, but the market matters when you're getting into something.
Yeah, it does.
When you're in the sales. You have to put the effort forward. You can't ever take that away. But I watch people get into the industry and real estate and mortgages, and when it was really slow, and the rate of people who didn't make it is much greater when the market is not as hot as it is right now. Right now, it's hard not to do a mortgage.
Yep. So I started real estate right as the market was tanking, and then we went into the deep abyss of the the beginning in, the 2008 area. And I'll tell you what, I think it made me a better agent. There's a lot of other agents that were probably just as good or a lot better than me that kind of fell by the wayside. But I just worked hard, stuck on, held on, and I'm reaping the benefits from that now.
Yeah, perseverance makes a big difference in any sales position.
Absolutely.
You know, and that, I think that's something that everybody always has to, if you're in sales, you have to remember, because perseverance is everything.
Yeah.
You have to stick to it. You have to keep working it no matter what the market is, no matter how it is. Because even in the worst markets, even in 2008,
right,
there were still people buying. Absolutely. And there were still people selling.
Absolutely. And if you want an excuse, you can always find an excuse for something.
Yes, absolutely.
Or you can find an excuse to work harder and really push yourself and be successful long term from what you do in those first few months.
And when that market, drops, I'll relate it to mortgages. So the market gets slow, and what happens is a lot of people don't make it through that. They leave the mortgages because they couldn't figure out how to do enough mortgages to survive. So right. They leave, they go do something else. So then when it picks up, it's boom for everybody in the market, right. Like it is now, yes. For everybody.
Yes.
You know, it was really mortgages. We've been pretty busy for a year.
Okay.
Not like we are. I mean, today it's like
busy.
Yeah. It's like, you know, an explosion,
right.
which is why it takes a little longer to get through process, yeah. And things like that. But it's like an explosion. But a lot of people got out of it, you know, 3-4 years ago, and then a year ago it got busy,
yeah.
Not exploded. It got
right.
Busy.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, running, you know, good numbers.
Yeah.
And, but in fact, at Advisors last year, we set a record.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you guys did. Yeah. Carpenter set a record last year. And this year, we're way above our record. We our March, April, and May all were record months.
Right.
I don't know about earlier now. I just don't remember. But right. Those three record months by like 50%.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing that and what a time to get into the industry.
Right.
What you're looking at is, you know, you said the market is the real estate market is getting busier and busier, and we think it's going to be spring this summer, not
yeah.
You know that market because yeah. It went away, plus all the people from the summer market are still going to be there.
And oftentimes the fall time is a busy time in real estate as well, and so now we're going straight from a no summer market. The spring is in the summer and then straight into the fall market, so
yeah.
I anticipate a really busy end of this.
Yeah, it always amazes me too, because like one of the things when I was in new home sales, everybody would tell me December's terrible. December's just a terrible month. December was always a good month and always has been a good month for me,
yeah.
Because anybody at that point who's interested is truly interested,
yeah.
Because there's a lot of other things to occupy them. So if they're out looking at houses at that point, they're interested. They want to buy, and I would hit good numbers. They might not have been the biggest numbers
right.
I hit, but they'd be in the top. December was always in like the top 3 months.
Wow. Yeah. I'll tell you, the first house I didn't get an accepted offer in December, but I closed, I think, December 15th on my first house.
So. Awesome. The one that you bought or the first one you sold? The
first one I bought.
Oh, did you really?
Personally.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. My first
yeah.
home I lived in. So.
So you, yeah. And now in new construction, where I was, it was that end of the year was crazy. The closings were crazy because the builder's trying to push everything into that year.
Yeah.
And so you're closing, you know, closing crazy,
right.
Crazy numbers.
Yes.
And it was, in fact, the builder I worked for moved the year end to September because it ruined Christmas and everything for everybody. And they didn't want
hey,
to do that.
That's good.
That was nice of
yeah.
Them. Yeah. Yeah. Cause it was such a tough time.
Right.
I don't think it is that because you guys don't have year end,
no.
You know, where, so it's not that way in real right. Estate.
Huh.
And I noticed a lot of agents, take some time off during the Christmas and
yeah,
as do a lot of mortgage people.
Every year I say I'm going to, and every year I don't have the opportunity to yeah. Because I'm busy and blessed.
Right. Yeah. You know, and so that's
I
that's
do
the
take some
thing.
Time with my family, but
right.
I always think I'm going to take more time than it actually yeah. Ends up being.
Yeah. Unless you go leave and
right.
Go
yeah.
Away. It's rare for me too, because it's a hard time because all those people are off.
Yeah.
So it actually is a time when it's like mortgages are busy. I'm guessing real estate's busy during that time.
Yeah.
So as we look at the market, so we think that the market's going to be good all year.
Yeah.
And probably into next year because we'll hit then the spring market. So it looks like this is a great time to buy a home, sell a home, refinance a home, or to get in the real estate industry.
Absolutely.
Become a real estate agent.
Yes. All of those.
And Jeremy, could you give them again your contact information?
Yeah. So my cell phone is 317-413-5311. Email is jpage, P-A-G-E, at callcarpenter.com. And then the website, yourrealtorjeremy.com.
Yourrealtorjeremy.com.
Yes.
I love that.
Original, I know.
Yeah, it is. I'm surprised it was available, to
yeah.
Be quite honest. That's a good one, and there's got to be lots of agents
yeah.
Named Jeremy. And my contact information is hardworkingmortgageguy.com. It's Rick Ritma, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.